Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. We continue to read our devotional of Suffer Well devotional series. This ministry is Torah Life Ministries, the Torah being the first five books of the scriptures, which are the instructions that our Creator has given us. And in the Renewed Covenant, when it said all scripture is profitable for man, there was no such thing as a new covenant. They were listening to the foundation of all scripture, which is the Torah. And Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is our living Torah and our example of how we are supposed to live and model our lives after Him and be obedient to our Creator. When it talks in the Bible about obedience, it's talking about being obedient to the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. And when we define what sin is in the Scriptures, it says sin is transgression of the Torah. Now, many people that don't have knowledge about this think Torah is a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. And it's for all people to understand His will for us and how we should live our lives. So as we read these devotionals, I want to remind you that you cannot have scripture without having a foundation. Everything on top of that will be very weak, including your relationship with Yeshua, if you don't know the foundation, which is the Torah and His commandments. So we're going to read this devotional this morning. And we're going to see what it has to say about these things. It says, choose this day or I will. Please read Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 12 before we continue. So let's go ahead and read that Deuteronomy 1 to 12 and see what it says in talking about obedience. It says, blessings for obedience. Now, before we talk about following and be the words of our Creator, understand that we're saved only not by our works, but by the blood of a wonderful Messiah who died for us. That's how we're saved. We don't do the works to be saved. We do the works because we are saved. We love Him and we trust Him. And there are blessings that go along with keeping His commandments. And there are curses for not keeping His commandments. So I want to get that understanding clear. And Yeshua's death was not an excuse for us to live in sin. It should drive us to even more live according to the instructions of our Creator, if we truly trust Him and our heart is in the right place. So Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 12 says, if you fully obey Yahweh your Elohim and carefully keep all His commandments that I am giving you today. Now I want you to underline and highlight the word all, not some, not sometimes, but it says, if you keep all His commandments that I'm giving you today, Yahweh, your Elohim, will set you high above the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey Yahweh, your Elohim. Again, highlight and underline the word if. So all and if you keep all of these, if you do and obey them, it says your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Yahweh will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter you in seven. Yahweh will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. Yahweh, your Elohim, will bless you in a land He has given you. If you obey the commands of Yahweh, your Elohim, and walk in His ways, Yahweh will establish you as His holy people and His sword, as He swore He would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are people claimed by Yahweh, and they will stand in awe of you. Yahweh will give you prosperity in land He swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. Yahweh will send the rain and the prosper at the proper time, for His rich treasury in the heavens will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we continue reading right now. It says, if you obey Yahweh, your mighty one, and carefully follow his commands, I give you today, Yahweh, your mighty one, will set you high above the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey Yahweh, your mighty one. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, your baskets, your kine and thou will be blessed. You'll be blessed when you come and when you go. Blessed, 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 blessed. You will lend to many nations. They will never need to borrow from you. You will never need to borrow from them. If you fully obey, blessed above all the nations, blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed in the womb, blessed in the crops, blessed with the flocks, blessed with their bucket, blessed with coming and going, blessed in victory in your enemies. They will flee from you in seven ways. Blessed in your barns, blessed in your hands, blessed in the land, blessed in the holiness, blessed in the prosperity, blessed in the heavens, blessed in the lending, blessed in the head. Everyone say blessed. Say blessed. Hallelujah. Say blessed right now. The key phrase among all these blessings is, if you fully obey. Do you not see the beauty of it? And being obedient, doesn't it sound abundant? Yahweh says, I have a special plan for you, a plan to bless you. I only want goodness for you. Doesn't my son's death prove that to you? I desire and I will have your obedience. If you would like to see how adamant I am about these blessings, read about my curses from disobedience in Deuteronomy 28:15-68. Yes, I will make sure you get your blessings soon, my child. Pleasing me will you only, me will be your only desire. And we look at the curses now in Deuteronomy 28:15-16. It says, but if you refuse to listen to Yahweh your Elohim and do not obey the commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you. Your towns and your fields will be cursed. Your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be cursed. Your children and your crops will be cursed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be cursed. Wherever you go and whatever you do will be cursed. Yahweh himself will send you curses, confusion, and frustration in everything you do, until at least you are completely destroyed for doing evil and abandoning me. Yahweh will afflict you with diseases until none of you are left in the land you are about to enter and occupy. Yahweh will strike you with wasting disease, fever, and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, and with blight and mildew. These disasters will pursue you until you die. The skies above will be unyielding as bronze, and the earth beneath will be as hard as iron. Yahweh will change the rain that falls on your land into powder, and dust will pour down from the sky until you are destroyed. Yahweh will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You will attack your enemies from one direction, but you will scatter from them in seven. You will be an object of honor in all the kingdom of the earth. Your corpses will be food for the scavenging birds and wild animals, and no one will be there to chase them away. Yahweh will afflict you with boils of Egypt and tumors and scurvy and itch from which you cannot be cured. Yahweh will strike you with madness, blindness, and panic. You will grope around in broad daylight like a blind person groping in the darkness, but you will not find your way. You will be oppressed and robbed continually, and no one will come to save you. You will be enraged to a woman. You will be engaged to a woman, but another man will sleep with her. You will build a house, but someone else will live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will never enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be butchered before your eyes, but you will not eat a single bite of the meat. Your donkey will be taken from you and never be returned. Your sheep and goats will be given to your enemies, and no one will be there to help you. You will watch your sons and daughters as they are taken away as slaves. Your heart will break for them, but you won't be able to help them. a foreign nation you have never heard about will come and eat the crops you work so hard to grow. You will suffer under consistent oppression and harsh treatment. You will go mad because of all the tragedy you see around you. Yahweh will cover your knees and legs in incurable boils. In fact, you will be covered from head to foot. Yahweh will exile you and your king to a nation unknown to you and your ancestors. There in exile, you will worship gods of wood and stone. You will become an object of honor and ridiculed, an object of horror and ridiculed and mockery among all the nations to which Yahweh sent you. You will plant much harvest, but little, for locusts will eat your crops. You will plant vineyards and care for them, but you will not drink the wine of eat the grapes, for worms will destroy the vines. You will grow olive trees throughout your land, but you will never use the olive oil. The fruit will drop before it ripens. You will have sons and daughters, but you will lose them, for they will be led away into captivity. Swarms of insects will destroy your trees and your crops. The foreigners living among you will become stronger and stronger while you become weaker and weaker. They will lend money to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be head of you and you will be the tail. You will refuse to listen to Yahweh your Elohim and obey. If you refuse to listen to Yahweh and obey his commands and decrees he has given you, all these curses will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed. These horrors will serve as a sign of warning among you and your descendants forever. If you do not serve Yahweh with joy and enthusiasm, serve him for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies whom Yahweh will send against you. You will hunger, thirst, naked, lacking everything. Yahweh will put an iron yoke around your neck, oppressing you harshly until he has destroyed you. Yahweh will bring distant nation against you from the end of the earth, and it will swoop down on you like a vulture. It is a nation whose language you do not understand. A fierce and heartless nation that shows no respect to the old and no pity for the young. Its armies will devour your livestock and crops, and you will be destroyed. They will leave you no grain, new wine, olives, calves, or lambs, and you will starve to death. They will attack your cities into all of fortified walls in your land. The walls you trusted to protect you are knocked down. They will attack the towns of the land your Elohim has given you. Siege and terrible disasters of the enemy's attack will be so severe that you will eat the flesh of your own sons and daughters, whom Yahweh your Elohim has given you. The most tender-hearted men among you will have no compassion on his own brother, his beloved wife and surviving children. He will refuse to share with them the flesh he is devouring, the flesh of one of his own children, because he has nothing else to eat during the siege and terrible distress that your enemy will inflict on your town. The most tender, delicate woman among you, so delicate she would not so much as touch the ground with her foot, will be selfish towards her husband she loves, towards her own son and daughter. She will hide from them at the afterbirth and the new birth she has born, so that she herself can secretly eat them. She will have nothing else to eat during the sage and terrible distress that your enemy will inflict on your towns. If you refuse to obey the words of the instructions that are written in this book, and if you do not fear the glorious, awesome name of your Elohim, then Yahweh will overwhelm you and your children with indescribable plagues. These plagues will be intense and without relief, making you miserable and unbearably sick. He will afflict you with all the disease of Egypt that you feared so much, and you will have no relief. Yahweh will afflict you with every sickness and a plague there is, even though those not mentioned in the book of instruction, until you are destroyed. Though you become as numerous as the stars in the sky, few of you will be left because you would not listen to your Yahweh, your Elohim. Just as Yahweh has found great pleasure in causing to prosper and multiply, Yahweh will find pleasure in destroying you. You will be torn from the land that you are about to enter and occupy. For for Yahweh will scatter you among the nations from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship foreign gods, and neither of your ancestors have known gods made of wood and stone. There among those nations you will have no peace or place to rest. And Yahweh will cause your heart to tremble, your eyesight to fail, your soul to despair. Your life will be consistently hanging in the balances. You will live night and in the day fear, unsure if you will survive. In the morning you will say, if only it were night. And in the evening you will say, if only it was morning. For you will be terrified by the awful horrors you see around you. And then Yahweh will send you back to Egypt in ships and distant destination promised you would never see again. There you will offer to sell yourselves to your enemies as slaves, but no one will buy you. Now, we see all of the distress and all these things that would happen if we're not obedient to our Creator. You see, we have that choice. It's our choice. It's our example. In Exodus 15, 26, it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. But we just read, if you don't follow them, not only will you get the same diseases, you will get new diseases that you never even heard of yet. But the answer is simple, folks. Follow his words. Most of the things I just mentioned to you are happening and will happen if you continue to disobey the commands of our Creator. That's what the word says. Not what I say. That's what the word says. But Exodus 23, 22 says, but if you carefully obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. How many of you want Yahweh to be on our side? Hallelujah. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, Leviticus 26, 3. We need to follow and obey. Deuteronomy 7, 12 says, if you listen to these regulations and faithfully obey them, Yahweh your Elohim will keep his covenant of unfailing love with you, as he promised with an oath to your ancestors. This is what he offers you. Deuteronomy 11, 3, if you carefully obey the commands I am giving you today, and if you love Yahweh with all your heart and serve him with all your heart and soul. That's it. That's what we got to do. We already discussed the punishments for disobedience. What more do we need to see? And again, I give you another warning in Joshua 23, 15 to 16. It says, as surely as your Elohim has given you today the good things he has promised, he will also bring disaster on you if you disobey him. He will completely destroy you if this good land and this good land he has given you, if you break the covenant Yahweh Elohim by worshiping and serving other gods, his anger will burn against you and you will quickly vanish from the good land he has given you. Now, I don't think he wants to do this, because it says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would obey. So they would obey him. Obedience. They want him to obey. For it says in Deuteronomy 21, 18 and 19, if a man is stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, and through discipline him, he will not listen to them. Then his father and mother shall take him and bring him out to the elders of the city, of the gate, and the place where he lives. And 1 Samuel 15:22 says, Samuel said, has Yahweh given you great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and is obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to listen better than the fat of rams. Obey and listen. That's what he wants from us. Genesis 22 verse 18 says, and if your offspring shall all the nations of earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing to be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. 1 Peter 1:14 says, an obedient child, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. We are his children, and he wants us to be obedient to his word. Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or obedience which leads to life. Remember when I said sin is transgression of Yahweh's instructions. Joshua 1:7 says, be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law and my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And Romans 16:26-27 says, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the one wise. Yahweh be the glory forevermore through Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having purified your souls with your obedience to the truth of a sincere brotherly love. Love one another eternally with a pure heart. 1 Peter 1:22. We see what the scriptures tell us about love and about obedience and about listening and obeying. Romans 5:19 says, for as the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scriptures talk all about love, and I'm telling you, love and obedience go hand in hand. They're synonymous with each other. John 14:23, Yeshua said, whoever loves me will keep my word, and the Father will love him, and he will come and make our dwelling with him. We love because he first loved us. We don't keep the commandments even for these blessings. We keep them because we love him. 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved, be firm and steadfast and always fully devoted to the work of Yahweh, knowing that Yahweh, your labor is not in vain in him. And then Leviticus 22:31, we read it again. Be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will love my Father, and I too will love them. John 14:21. Love your God with all your heart, and you'll keep his commandments. And we just said, you got to be joyful and enthusiastic to keep these. The joy that comes along knowing you're following the words of a heavenly Father. In Deuteronomy 5:33, it says, but following exactly the way Yahweh your Elohim commanded you, that will make you live and prosper and live a long, happy life. Romans 12:1 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to view Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, pleasing to him. And that's true worship. So that I may come to you with joy by Yahweh's will, and your company be refreshed. Romans 15:32. And Psalms 119, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. And Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. He was perfect in the way he acted. And he wants us to be acting in obedience to our wonderful Creator. To obey is better than to sacrifice. Remember that. To obey is better than to sacrifice. And I will tell you this. The Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. The Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about breaking the commandments. And if you're not living according to the commands of our Creator and you feel good about it, that's a different spirit speaking to you. That's a different spirit to you. Spirit speaking to you. John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. Philippians 2:12-13, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but as much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is Yahweh who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill Yahweh's purpose. See, the Holy Spirit is going to help us to keep these commandments, not keep us from them. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how many spur one another towards love and good deeds. The Bible is filled with examples of obedience and people that were obedient to our Creator. Philippians 2:8 says, and a man being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must listen to our Creator and understand what it means to listen to him. Psalms 81:8 says, "Hear, O my people, and I will abolish you. Admonish you. O Israel, you will listen to me. You will listen to me." Psalms 46:10-11 says, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted on the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Thank you, Father. Thank you. Listen to him. Psalms 143:8 says, "Let the morning bring my word of your unfailing love, for I put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for you I entrust my life." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your words became joy to me and all that happens in my happiness in my life. For I have been called by your name, O Yahweh, Elohim of God." And you know, Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call upon me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will look for me and find me when you look to me on all your heart." We need to listen. Revelation 3:22 says, "He that has an ear to let him hear what the Spirit say unto him." Hallelujah. Listen to him and he will answer your prayers. Talk to him. It says in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call on me and I will answer you and tell you these things and show you these things. Then you will call on me and come pray to me and I will listen to you," Jeremiah 29:12. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65:24 says, "Even before they finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers," because they're listening. And hearing goes with doing. Hearing goes with doing. John 10:20 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." I know them and they follow me. And 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but at least the spirit but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh, because many false prophets are going into the world." The Holy Spirit would never make you feel good about living in sin. Use the word to confirm whatever is being spoken to you. Hallelujah. And the blessings come upon you. That's it. That's it. Your faith, your obedience. As a face is reflected in water, your actions are reflected by your heart. That's the word for today. I pray everyone has a blessed day out there today. And you're obedient to him. And you're enthusiastic about that. All right, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you today and always. And thank you for listening. Please share this with others. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning. Oh Lord, take this world, turn it upside down. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning. Oh Lord, take this world, turn it upside down.
The lame will walk and the deaf will talk.
The time has come for turning.
The blind will see and the slave be free.
Turn it upside down.
The rich man here will wail and moan.
The time has come for turning.
He'll take the mighty from their thrones.
Turn it upside down. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning.
Hungry with good things,
turn it upside down.
Woe to the rich, woe to the free, woe to the righteous ones who say they see. And blessed are the sufferers.